One question in the war on terrorism is how the U.S. government should handle the perpetrators. Hundreds of men are detained in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, while others are detained in the United States. Four are held apart from the mass of detainees. Two are in the criminal justice system. Two are not. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Before 9/11, justice was relatively simple. If a person committed a crime in the United States, he was prosecuted in the criminal system. If a soldier attacked the U.S. abroad during wartime, he was handled by the military system. But Yale law professor Harold Koh says after the September attacks, those categories blurred.
Are they international soldiers, in which case some of them ought to be treated as prisoners of war and put aside for the duration of the war, but without punishment? Or are they common criminals, in which case they ought to simply be charged in a domestic civilian court for crimes, as, say, for example, Timothy McVeigh was? My own view is that the government has been making things up as they go along.
Well, I don't think they're making it up as they go along. I think they're learning as they go along.
Douglas Kamek is a constitutional law scholar at Catholic University. He says the war on terrorism is unlike any other. It's come to U.S. soil. The enemy does not wear a uniform, and sometimes the soldiers are American.
These are people who are really outside all international and domestic law, and it has taken us a while to get our bearings. But I do think, except for the misclassification of Moussaoui, we are now getting it right.
Kamek says that Zacharias Moussaoui should never have been allowed into federal court. Moussaoui, who's accused of being the 20th hijacker, is not a U.S. citizen, making him a perfect candidate for the military tribunal. But he is getting a federal trial, in part because there was so much controversy after President Bush announced the military commission, and in part because prosecutors believe they have a lot of evidence against him. The next defendant was an easy call. John Walker Lind, who was caught while fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan, is an American citizen. In January, Lind was indicted by a federal grand jury and is facing a federal trial. But then the government got a curveball. Yasser Issam Hamdi, a Guantanamo detainee who, it turned out, was born in Louisiana. Like Lind, Hamdi was caught fighting with the Taliban in Afghanistan. But unlike Lind, Hamdi did not make a confession to federal investigators, so they had very little criminal evidence against him, making it almost impossible to bring a criminal case. So in April, Hamdi was deemed an enemy combatant, a new category of belligerent, and was transferred from civilian to military custody in Virginia. David Cole, a law professor at Georgetown University who specializes in immigrant rights, says the government was breaking new ground, and for the wrong reasons.
It may be that where they think they can obtain a criminal conviction because the evidence is strong, they're willing to go through the criminal process. But where they don't have sufficient evidence to charge someone or to obtain a conviction, they decide to forego the trial altogether and assert this unilateral authority to simply declare a person a bad guy and lock him up indefinitely.
Hamdi has been in a military prison for the past 2 months without access to a lawyer. Finally, last month, Jose Padilla landed in Chicago. Investigators say they have evidence that Padilla, an American citizen, had met with al-Qaeda members and was planning to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb. They held him as a material witness. But 5 days later, a federal judge in New York ruled that material witnesses cannot be held indefinitely. Prosecutors didn't have enough hard evidence to indict him. They didn't want to let him go, so they labeled Padilla an enemy combatant and, as with Hamdi, they transferred him to the military. Andrew McBride, a former prosecutor, says the government had no choice.
Do you really believe that he should be released into the U.S. population tomorrow? Do you want him in your neighborhood? the information the president has is correct. This guy was planning a very serious attack against the civilian population of the United States.
That may be so, says David Cole, but he points out a major irony. Zacharias Moussaoui, a non-citizen who the government says is a terrorist, is getting the full panoply of legal rights, while two American citizens have no rights.
Mr. Padilla and Mr. Hamdi have been locked up without any charges. They're being given no hearing. They're being given no access to their attorneys. And so even if they're totally innocent of everything the government alleges, there's no process by which to determine that.
Cole and other experts say the U.S. system will have to come up with a process, even in these extraordinary times. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.